these military men. They were so obsessed with finally smashing up this planet that they were quite restless when asked to wait for his courier. They got such silly ideas. They had noted that every plane and every installation down there now seemed to have a little creature in an orange-yellow robe. They couldn't understand the messages now being sent on the planet's radios. They had tried language machines, and none worked. Then they tried all their coding and scrambling machines, and none worked. All the messages seemed to begin and end with Om Mani Padme Om, like a sort of chant. That place in southern Africa, near the big dam, the one the terrestrials had used to lure in and trap two raiding parties, was being all cleared out, and it gave them their first clue. A pagoda-like structure. Several, in fact, were being erected. They found in some old reference texts that the design was a religious temple. So the military men had agreed that the planet had now experienced a new political upheaval. Some religious zealots had taken over. Religions were very dangerous. They inflamed people. Any sensible government and its military should stamp them out. But they were not concerned with politics and religion just now. They would wait. The small gray man turned his attention from the terrestrial craft to the combined force. It had increased in number now to 13. New arrivals, other races. They had brought the news that there was a 100 million credit prize offered now to the ship or ships that discovered the One. Thus, they were more eager to raid and collect evidence than they were to gut the planet. Half-Captain Rojadeeter Snow had become quite incensed with this place, obsessed with it, in fact. But his military sense was telling him that he was outnumbered by the rest of the combined force, and he had left a couple of weeks ago to return to his planet and bring up additional war vessels. It would get quite crowded in the orbits. His own captain had asked the small gray man whether he could draw off a bit from the rest. This was going to be an awful mess when these military men found out and could split the prize and then gut the planet. The small gray man had agreed. He returned to idly watching the terrestrial ship. It seemed to be finished now, possibly had a full hold. It was slowly going down into the atmosphere, making its way to the African base.